this is our first recording project with Creative and Dreams, with Fred and Paul. We did a Christmas single. So here, why don't I just rewind for a while, like a few years back. This guy, Fred Cannon, who scours the internet all hours of every day looking for, talent, I guess, and whatever strikes him in whatever way, if he finds something that strikes him, he goes after that. So he ended up contacting me because either my email or phone number or something was what was on Reverb Nation, and he watched a couple videos on Reverb Nation. So he wanted to work with us, but we were actually in the middle of our Kickstarter project and wanted to continue with that. So fast forward a little while, we keep in touch with him. He's really good about keeping in touch with us. We ended up we were hanging out in Nashville, and we knew that he had relocated to Nashville. And so we hit him up and we're like, we're in town. You want to do breakfast or lunch or something while we're here? And he's like, yeah, sure. Let's do that. So we go and we meet with him and have breakfast, and he actually brought Paul. We ended up meeting Paul, his producer / engineer, at this breakfast meeting. And Fred, of course, we were supposed to eat breakfast and then leave and go back to Maryland. Mind you, it's 12-hour drive. So, and we drove. So we were getting full and then deciding to go back home, whatever, spend the day driving. So Fred is like, do you have to get back today? And we're like, I don't know why. And he's like, well, I have a proposition. Why don't we do a Christmas song? Why don't we record one right now? And we're like, kind of looking at each other like, he's like, that way there's no, there's no legal stuff you have to worry about. Just we'll do a Christmas song. It's nothing that you guys wrote. You don't have to get pulled into, contracts or anything. Let's just see how we gel together. Let's see if we have chemistry and let's see how we work together. And of course, Blaine and I are like, okay, obviously we're not going to pass this opportunity up. And so we ended up recording this version of Silent Night that Blaine and I had. We did a at-home, home video of it. And then for Christmas, I don't know, a few years ago, just posted it for our friends and fans to watch. And he really loved our version, so we ended up doing that in the studio, and it came out really beautifully, and we were able to release it. I guess it was March when we recorded it with them.
Yeah.
And then by that Christmas, it was on Spotify, and the production was beautiful, and we had a great experience, working with Paul and Fred. So based off of that experience, we decided let's just go ahead and do a whole project with them because they're really cool. So now fast forward, and the last March, we went out, we stayed with Fred in his amazing house, and he and Rose are the sweetest people ever. And so we stayed with them, and we recorded at the studio in Franklin, and it was the same experience. We only had 2.5 days to track everything, to track, what Blaine and I were, our instruments and our vocals and stuff. And it went really smooth. I mean, we both felt comfortable immediately. It was very low stress for the crunch time. For 2.5 days, you'd think that people would be a little bit high strung and stressed out. And it was none of that. It was for me at least, it was just a really cool, chill experience. And I kind of felt comfortable, at home,